This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In airports across the U.S., or at least a few key airports, let's put it that way. Let's start with this. Trump reacting to the acting attorney general after she declined to defend the travel ban. So as we reverse engineer this story, in case you haven't heard, there were some very, very scary moments for some people across the United States, like I said, in Dallas-Fort Worth, in New York at JFK, confusion over immigrants and letting certain immigrants into the country because this was part of the Trump ban. People were protesting. Signs were being held. Lots of lungs and voices that are hoarse today and lungs that have given out. After screams of refugees are welcome. So the administration in the end is going to allow 872 refugees into the U.S. But the president on Monday fired Sally Yates after she ordered Justice Department lawyers not to enforce his immigration ban. So this is the first pink slip into the Trump administration right at the top. So how about that? Huge news. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us now. Justin, tell us more about Sally Yates being fired and what's going on with this refugee program that's temporarily been halted. What's happening?
Well, tonight we had Sally Yates coming out saying that she was not going to be advising DOJ personnel to comply with the executive order, saying that, yes, it was approved by the Office of Legal Counsel, but it was a narrow ruling, one that didn't take into account some of the statements that were made around it, and that it ultimately did not weigh in on whether this was a wise or just law. She said that she has questions over whether or not, this would be legal in the long run, and as a result, she was fired, and not just fired, but really kind of blisteringly so. The White House Office of the Press Secretary released a statement saying, and I'm quoting here, that she betrayed the Justice Department. And then went on to say that Mrs. Yates is an Obama administration appointee who is weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration. This was a statement that was not signed by Trump, but certainly seems to be in the kind of classic Trump vein of things.
Yeah, and what about the rest of his administration, and is there any blowback from them on this? Is there, you know, what's happened here? What about the defense guys?
We're hearing a lot of, sort of pushback coming from some of the State Department rank and file. There's apparently a cable going around that is not signed, but is sort of compiling a lot of the frustrations that people are hearing. And then in addition to that, we also had an announcement coming tonight from Trump. This hasn't been getting as much attention, but apparently the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has been replaced as well. So two firings in one night, it looks like. We don't necessarily have the reason for why the acting director of ICE was, removed and replaced, but certainly a very, very busy night to say the least.
Yeah, and then there was the story about Bannon and the fact that he, I guess, has access to everything now out of the White House. Is that right?
I mean, pretty much. This was something that, broke over the weekend, essentially reorganizing the National Security Council, saying that the principals were no longer going to include the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was no longer going to include the director of National Intelligence, except for issues specifically where they were going to be invited into the room. But Bannon and his position as assistant to the president and chief strategist is ranked as somebody who is expected that every meeting is going to be invited, at least to every meeting of the principals. Something that, you know, certainly raised a lot of eyebrows, considering this is a political appointee, somebody whose primary job is trying to, you know, sort of position the president's message, and certainly seems to be, a much different sort of, tune than most of the people that we see on the National Security Council. So today the White House pushed back against that, saying that the, people who are currently on there, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, are going to continue to, you know, serve as an active role, and tried to kind of cast away the sort of involvement that Bannon will have, suggesting that he is just going to be walking into meetings that he chooses to join and is not going to be required to attend every one. But either way, it's being viewed as a, you know, pretty big leap in terms of Bannon's influence within the White House.
Wow. And then how about this story about Trump's voter fraud expert was registered in three states? Really?
Yeah. This is a great Phillips, who is an individual who has a voter fraud reporting app. One that doesn't necessarily seem to be, very scientifically sound, doesn't necessarily seem to be an authoritative, sort of app in this regard. From what I can understand, it just kind of gives people the chance to sort of complain about instances where they think this is happening. He's been claiming on Twitter for quite some time now that he has evidence of about 3 million people illegally voting in the last election. When reporters have tried to, ask him for that evidence, he has said that, no, he is not going to trust the crooked media with that, and that he's going to deliver it directly to the president. So what he actually has, we just don't know. But what we do know tonight, as you mentioned, he is apparently registered to vote in three states, which, puts him in the same company as, Steve Bannon and Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, all of whom are registered in more than just one state.
Yeah, interesting stuff, definitely. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Greg Phillips, as Justin said, he's the guy in question as far as the voter fraud thing is concerned. He was the guy who came up with the claims that the election was marred by the illegal votes, like Justin was talking about. And he's actually was listed on rolls in Alabama, Texas, and Mississippi, just to reiterate that. He voted only in Alabama, however, in November. So it's interesting about the refugee situation in this country, but what's really wild is Rasmussen did a poll, and in the poll, most people of the people they polled supported the travel ban. So most people were saying, okay, you had protests that erupted across the country over the weekend, like I said, because of Trump's executive order Friday that instituted the ban on visitors from Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen. And the poll of likely voters was taken 2 days before the order. So that is a little bit different, I would say. I mean, who knows what the numbers would look like. But the White House said, they would not, the warning would have allowed potential terrorists to sneak in ahead of the ban, so they didn't want to do that. According to the poll, 57% of the people who responded favor a ban on refugees from 7 countries, the ones we mentioned. While the government improves its screening process, 33% oppose a temporary ban, 10 were undecided. A Quinnipiac poll that was taken in early January favored a temporary ban from people from terror regions by 48% to 42%. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE-TERROR strikes in Quebec. We're talking about that on the flip side here on ATN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Books barely down the street with the people way out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust, hey. I'll get you to another one bites the dust.
We already told you she bit the dust. Sally Yates out as acting attorney general, refusing to enforce a legal order designed to protect the United States and its citizens, according to the White House. Yates has betrayed the Department of Justice. That's what the White House said in the statement. So, Dana Buente, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, steps up to the plate, sworn in, boom, 9 o'clock Eastern. Trump didn't call Yates to say adios. She was informed by a hand-delivered letter. So, pretty dramatic. This came on the heels of CNN reporting that Yates told the J.O.D., not to make legal arguments defending Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees. So anyway, that, of course, is the clash behind this whole thing, behind the White House and Yates, who was appointed, by the way, by President Obama and was going to serve until Senator Jeff Sessions, Trump's nominee for attorney general, is confirmed. So that's it. She's, you know, again, out. Trump's executive order signed Friday bars citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. for the next 90 days, suspends the admission of all refugees for 120 days, and indefinitely suspends the Syrian refugee program. So there have been these massive protests against the executive order nationwide after four federal judges ruled against Trump's order, staying its impact on people who were detained at U.S. airports over the weekend. Trump tweeted his response after the news broke, saying Democrats have stymied Sessions' confirmation, enabling Yates. What do you say, America? You can email me at americatonight.net or jam on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. It's that simple. Sad to say that, yes, we had another act of terror happen, but across the border, you know, when you, I don't care what it is, when you're talking about innocent people, I've gone in this direction before on this show where I've talked about, listen, I don't care what temple of worship it is, whatever it is, wherever you worship, schools, workplaces, how is it that these are shattered by bullets and bombs and crazy nonsense? I'm not naive to, yeah, we live in a different world, but in Quebec, you had innocent people just in a mosque who were doing what they would just normally do. And so a suspect comes in, shoots and kills six people in Quebec City. A lone wolf guy is what they're saying. Alexandre Bissonnette was identified as the person who opened fire. And he faces six counts of first-degree murder and five attempted murder charges. And, you know, you saw Trudeau, the prime minister, who, you know, talked about a cowardly act, innocent people, that kind of stuff. Witnesses say that the gunman fled kind of into the crowd of worshipers, where there were men, women, and children. And he was a student in the university's School of Social Sciences. He was barred from any study of research activities until the end of this judicial process. So that's what happened. He participated in their cadet program, and so that would mean that's affiliated with the Canadian Armed Forces. So what are you doing there? Leadership, citizenship, that kind of stuff. So would you ever look at someone like that and think, oh, this, sure, surely this can happen with this guy? And the answer is, of course not. Of course not. So this is the world we live in, and it was sad to see that, honestly. It was, you know, our friends to the north, they certainly have helped and they have suffered through some of the blows that have happened to us in this country. So it was sad to see Trudeau step before the microphones and, you know, go through that whole thing. Brutal. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, babe. Do you want the joke first or do you want it afterwards?
Tell me the joke first.
Okay. This guy was in an airport here in Texas getting ready for a trip to New York City, and he did a self-pat-down, and he discovered he didn't have his keys. So he raced out into the parking lot, and lo and behold, his car was gone. So he called his wife, and he used the usual tone with her when he's done something really stupid. He said, "Honey, I've already called for an all-points bulletin on my stolen car, and you're going to have to come and get me." She said, "Honey, if you had a brain in your head, you'd remember I dropped you off."
That's pretty good. I like it. Thumbs
okay.
up. A plus.
Okay. Now, I support Trump all the way. I am tired of having these Muslims keep coming to this country. Obama tried to load us up with all these Syrians that are supposedly refugees. But all of these guys were of the age that they could be militant fighters in Syria. and he just loaded us up with just thousands of them. And it's time to put an end to this. We're using America as a dumping ground, and I've seen this happen before. In every country where the Muslims have been, as soon as they become the majority, they start pressing for more rights, more rights, more rights, until they force everybody else out. They do it with attacks after attacks after attacks. The Christian community in Syria has been decimated with murders and enslavement and absolute heinous crimes. It's just too despicable to even try to describe to people. And enough is enough. And with these people that's in power now that are hangovers from Obama, if they don't want to do the job according to the will of the President of the United States, good riddance. Adios. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord put you. Hasta tortilla, clown.
Which is why Yates was bounced.
Exactly.
And that was immediate.
There's going to be more in the future.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
I agree.
There's a new way of thinking in this country, and the majority of the people in this country that put Donald Trump into the White House are going to start rallying to his support. I am rallying to it. I'm telling anybody out there, if you're Muslim, get ready to get the hell out of our country. You're not wanted, you're not needed, and we don't want you.
Yeah, I think that there, like you say, I think that there's no doubt that there, anybody who goes against the grain, and especially as you would call them leftovers from the Obama administration, of course, that's the only reason she was there is because Sessions was not confirmed yet. But make no mistake about it, even Donald Trump, Dan, and everybody else is not saying anybody who's here legally, has been here a long time, is an American. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying that anybody who is of Muslim faith is getting out. He's talking about the Muslim countries directly, like Yemen, where there have been hornet's nests of terrorists coming in, etc. That all the countries that I went through, that's what he's talking about. So therein lies the quandary with what happened at the airports for some people, because it has been in the past, certainly in the recent past, that there wasn't a problem, that anybody was coming in, that supposedly they were vetted on the other side. So Yates refusing to enforce the refugee ban, boom, she gets a letter, she's fired, that's it. And now you have things like the Michigan Muslims filing a suit against the Trump order, and there's more lawsuits to come. There's more cities and organizations that are gearing up for that. And so this is just the tipping point, if you will. A group of Michiganders included a Yemeni student and a Syrian trying to become permanent U.S. residents. They're among the group that went to the court and decided we're doing a legal challenge thing to President Trump's order. We'll see where all of this ends up. Stay with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Yo, yo. How are you, America? We're here for you. I like to talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine. And when I say the buzz, it's all about what's, of course, happened since Trump's taken office. And we've had a flurry of activity. There's no question about it. He is definitely operating with speed. I mean, he's moving. There is no lolly at all. You know, get it, lollygag? There's none of that happening. So there is massive protesting. There, as Dan said, there are, I think it's the same thing. There's many people lined up on one side as the other side. It's crazy. It's the us's, the them's, and the undecideds, I guess. But there was no indecision on firing the new acting attorney, the acting attorney general. There is a new one. So that was pretty quick. Boom. The U.S. travel ban. Who does it impact? What happened? Where do we go from here? There's a lot of questions, of course. But there is no question about whether or not Donald Trump is going to act, because he is. And, you know, for years on this show, Because would you believe I've been doing this show for, I want to say, 8 years now. We would constantly, and I was one of those people, we would constantly say, oh, boy, it's the same old thing. Every year we went to Washington, every year I talked to Democrats and Republicans, and it seemed like, oh, we get the same song and the same dance constantly over and over again. And I would say, what if we had a great business person? Like, remember when Ross Perot ran, everybody kind of made fun of him, big ears, all that stuff? If you go back and you listen to what Ross Perot said, some of what he was saying absolutely happened. There have been other business people where they were not steeped in politics, they strictly came out of the business world, that have run for office and have won and have lost big positions in the past. So now, what we've all called for, many of us have called for, oh, we need to change, we want to flip the script, we're tired of it. I mean, how many times have we said this? Now, this is what's happened. And you're seeing the results of somebody who is not tied to, these are my people, these are the people that I'm beholden to the ideology. It's just not, that's not happening. So this is where we're at this point. One thing that was an absolute negative with this whole border deal stuff is the Dow, which was really soaring, had its worst loss of 2017. Of course, we're not even all the way through January yet, and this is all that angst over the border. Anything negative like that is going to rock the numbers. So really what's interesting is since Trump's November 8th election, Wall Street has been soaring for the most part because he's got a business-focused agenda. Cutting corporate taxes, slashing regulations, ramping up fiscal spending, all of that music to the ears of business people, small businesses, and corporations. But the Monday trading showed that investors are concerned about some of the other policies. So the Dow Jones was down 224 points, closed 122 and change, and across the board, all were down on the major indexes. And this is what happens on Wall Street. Negative news in any way, boom, boom, bang, bang. And that's what happens. So the stocks falling was not a surprise. That wasn't a surprise to me. The stock soaring wasn't a surprise to me either because of the agenda, and I think that bounces back. We do have odds and ends, and I do want to say that, of course, you know, the welcome mat's always out for you. If you want to test the waters and throw in your 2 cents, absolutely, surely you can do that at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. I want to remind everybody that we will have a Nail the Score, and Nail the Score is always in our second hour. Remember that. Second hour, final segment, and it's going to be Wednesday into Thursday. Wednesday into Thursday. Yes. Sharon in Maine, guys, Sharon in Maine, already beating me up during the day, asking me, when is Nail the Score? I think she feels confident that she's going to nail the score. If only somebody nailed the score for the Super Bowl, which I have had a winner before in the Super Bowl, so certainly it's not impossible. It's a guess. It's like playing the lottery or playing Keno or any other game we play. It's like almost like playing bingo, right? Almost like playing bingo. All right, so let's dish out some odds and ends. This is what's interesting, and I'll say this just because I segged into saying that we're going to do the nail score thing, which you pick who you think is going to win, the Patriots or Atlanta, and what the final score is going to be. And that's it. It's a simple guess. You can know nothing about football or everything about football or somewhere in the middle of that. So this poll came out that only 27% of Americans want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. Why? Because they're not an underdog. We love underdogs, don't we? Atlanta is truly the underdog in this. There's no doubting that. So this report from Public Policy polling found that 53% are pulling for the Falcons to win. In Houston, only 27% say they are rooting for the Patriots. The poll also says the Patriots are the most hated team in the league, which has been the case since Deflategate. 2 points behind the Pats are the Cowboys, 19% calling Dallas their least favorite team. Because they had a lock on winning for so long, let's face it. You know, if Tom Brady and the Patriots win the Super Bowl, that's 5 Super Bowl rings for him. That's incredible. And at 39, I mean, he's writing his own ticket. Who knows when he retires? And is definitely in his 40s. But is it going to be, I don't know, is it going to be somewhere in his mid-40s? Is it going to be somewhere early 40s? You know, who cares, I guess, in a way. But in another way, wow, that's pretty good. In that position where you're constantly being attacked, you're constantly under fire, and he's had injuries. He's had some injuries, but he's relatively unscathed in a sense, relatively, in that spot. Here's something completely different. I know that there will be a lot of off-duty cops in Chicago watching the Super Bowl, just like the rest of us, but I was so sad to read a story in the Chicago Sun-Times. I have a cousin from Texas who lives in Chicago and really is enjoying living there where he lives, but says it's horrific when you talk about the situation of murders and you talk about how safe you feel, that whole kind of thing. So there, the story in the paper talks about the amount of suicides, the rate of suicides among Chicago cops are pretty high because it's such a high-stress job. And coming up in our next hour, John Huber, who's a psychologist, stop by to have a conversation with me about the highest stress jobs. And do you know that of the top 10, police was on the list, but not the highest. Wasn't the highest. Salesperson was the highest. And radio talk show host, I'm not making this up, radio talk show host or television anchor, television people, that was listed as number 5. Public speaker, oh yeah, that was right up there too. So if you're enjoying this show, I hope you enjoy it for a long time because I have no idea what my lifeline is going to be like. And you could say, well, you don't know yours either. But I have all the stress jobs covered. I have everything covered. I was never a cop, but if I looked at the list, I've done a lot of the different jobs on the list. And my livelihood, really my whole life, has been the two highest jobs. So I'm right up there. But it's very sad that you have these cops that, you know, they're under pressure, they're unhappy, they're probably scared to death in a sense of what they're walking into. Because if it's a shooting gallery, and it used to be, let's face it, it used to be that you would never, I mean, you would never, it was like, it was a badge of omerta almost. You know, you would never shoot a cop, let alone kill a cop. One, because you didn't want to get crucified, imprisoned, or get the death penalty or any of that. But you just wouldn't do it. It was just a no-go. It was a no-go. But when they have so many shootings, I mean, they have 300 shootings already this year. We're not even through January. Oh, that is depressing. 300 across Chicagoland. So you had 3 guys killed, 24 other people, including an off-duty Cook County Sheriff's Court deputy wounded in shootings between Friday afternoon and Monday morning. Yeah, something, and we know it, has been really wrong in Chicago for a long, long time. When we come back, we're going to hit the mailbag. Stay with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hard, as so many of you, I know I say this all the time, but it is so incredibly true about this group of people. Whether you're listening to me in Sarasota, Florida, or you're listening to me in Portland, Oregon, or you're listening to us in New Orleans, wherever it is that you're listening. Well, first of all, we appreciate it. This show, boys, just, I'll tell you, it's like the train. It's like the runaway train all of a sudden, which is such a great feeling. And that's because of so many of you that have supported us for such a long time. And I really thank you for that. So the mailbag is always, I'm saying, always flooded. So without further ado, here in our final segment for this hour anyway, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. I love when he says you have mail, mistress. I do. So this one is from Joe. Kate, did you see Roger Federer and his big win over Rafa Nadal? Of course I saw it. Five sets, he beats them. Oh, yeah. I've watched these two go at it for a long time, but they actually haven't been in that position for a while. So I think the ratings probably for tennis, anyone, went up a little bit because Federer's one of the old guys. You know, you're in your mid-30s. He would be considered an old guy, just like Serena Williams. She sets a record with 23 wins. Federer, 18 championship wins. So five sets for the Australian Open. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And if you're not a fan of tennis, you just got to watch this guy. I'll just tell you a quick story. Somebody I knew, I can't even remember where I was working. It wasn't in New York. I was visiting. And somebody I knew had a boyfriend that worked at CBS TV. So, and this was, gosh, this had to be a while ago because he's 35. And I'm just a little bit older than him. So they had these television, they had this guy that we knew had these television passes and said, well, listen, you know, come to the U.S. Open and you'll just get one of the, we'll give you one of the passes, the CBS passes, and you can roam around. So fast forward, we're roaming around, and there's all this tennis going on all over the place. And some guy told me, you know what, there's this, and I didn't know, just some stranger, he said, there's a Swiss guy over there, he's kind of got long hair, he's a good tennis player. If you're looking for somebody to go watch him. And so all my friends said, no, we're going to go watch the Australian. His name was Pat Cash, and I said, you know, I'm going to watch the long-haired dude this guy told me about. And sure enough, it was Roger Federer, who was a nobody at the time, and look what he turned out to be, one of the greatest of all times. It's kind of like when you're watching, it's like when you're watching baseball, and you see some of these minor league players, and there's somebody who's kind of obscure, but pretty good. And the next thing you know, boom, they're slowly climbing up the ladder, and then all of a sudden they own the ladder. All right, I digress. Let's dive back in, because a lot of you wanted to sound off on immigration and what's happened with Trump's orders. How about this one from Tommy? Kate, thumbs up for Donald Trump. I know he can seem harsh. I wasn't crazy about him when he ran, but you know what? This guy is a man of action. So he starts the presidency with a whole bunch of executive actions, and he signs more than any other president in modern history. Good for him. And now that he's done the immigration thing, which everybody was screaming about, now they're screaming in the opposite direction. At least there's some movement. Something is happening. I personally think that that's good. Pull apart whatever you don't like, because that's what happens in D.C. anyway. So from Tommy to Jake in Austin, Jake says, wow, Trump's ban is an intriguing one. I am a Trump supporter, but I'm afraid there's going to be people that are going to be caught in this who really aren't criminals, who have nothing to do with what the executive order is intended to do, and I feel very, very sorry for them, but how can you pick apart what's good, what's bad? This was part of our problem before. This was part of the problem we had in the past. So now we're going in a different direction. Speaking of different direction, this one from Mary Beth, who says, good for Senator Warren challenging the Republican leadership on that crazy Trump immigration order. Only a bunch of misogynist guys and nutballs would back Donald Trump. Comedians are having a field day, Kate, because it's so easy to make fun of this game show president. Did you hear Elizabeth Warren? I saw where she spoke for about an hour on the Senate floor and voiced opposition to the directive that temporarily would stop the flow of people from the countries with terror ties to the United States. And she made at one point a statement where she said, where are the Senate Republicans when the Republican president issues an order targeting one religious group? Now, in the past, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, Vice President Mike Pence have also said they don't favor a ban on Muslims entering the U.S. And at this point, it's kind of it's not a retreat, but maybe kind of a lay low thing. I mean, Trump fired the acting attorney general, Sally Yates. We've been talking about it all hour. That after she refused to defend the immigration directive, so that's you serve at the pleasure of the president, even if you're just temporary, which was what the case was there. So that was a no-brainer that she was going to be gone. And she probably knew that. She was an Obama appointee, and this is all about Jeff Sessions waiting to confirm him. So now there's another interim that's been appointed. All right, here's one from Dove, who says, Kate, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coming out and saying Trump's refugee ban is just pure evil. He's written about peaceful Muslims before. You can tell he's sick of it. He is. He argued in the Hollywood Reporter that Trump's order from last Friday is irrational. He said, for civilized societies, the absence of reason and compassion is the very definition of pure evil because it's a rejection of our sacred values distilled from millennia of millennia of struggle. I never have heard it put that way. President Trump's Muslim ban continues this challenge to our suspension of disbelief because we can find no rational motivation for the scary creature's horrific actions. His ban cites 9/11 as its rationale, yet the ban doesn't include any countries his hijackers came from, nor any countries that Trump does business with. So there are some really raw feelings, and it's not shocking that we would see that needle move in that direction because of how polarized the country is. And then finally, this one from Will, who says, thumbs up to the Boy Scouts. They're going to allow transgender children into their programs. I think it's best. I don't think they're going to really be dealing with it very much. So they were smart to make a decision to base enrollments in boys-only programs on the gender a child or parents list on the application to become a scout. Well, before, remember, they said their policy was the gender listed on the birth certificate. So there's 10 million. I didn't realize this. There is 10. Well, it's, maybe it's more than that. By allowing these transgender folks to enroll, that could change numbers. A transgender child in Secaucus, New Jersey, was asked late last year to leave his scout troop after parents and leaders found out he was transgender. This was part of that conversation. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.